In today's shiur, as we enter the third part of our series going through the Mishkan and the different Batei Mikdashos, we turn our attention to the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni, which was built after the Yidin were in Golos of Poras Umodai, the story of Ahasuerus. We all know that even though the story of Purim happens later in the year than Hanukkah, historically it happened earlier. The story of Purim is between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, and the story of Hanukkah is the end of Bayis Sheni. But when the Yidin were in Golos under the Persian kings, they were told by the Nevi'im that it was only going to be 70 years. And that was, they had the kings made different miscalculations as to when the 70 years would begin. And what happened was that finally King Daryovesh, which many people say was a son of Esther, allowed the Yidin, Kodesh, Daryovesh, to go up and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They went up with Ezra, and they went up with the other Nevi'im, Zechariah, etc. And they went to build the Bayis Sheni. Now it's interesting, when you look at the history, it says that when they built the Bayis Sheni, the young people were dancing and the old people were crying. The young people were dancing because they said, wow, we're rebuilding the Eibishter's house. The old people said, this is the Eibishter's house. It was much smaller at the beginning. It didn't have the same geschmack. Most of the Yidden actually stayed in Golos. They were getting very comfortable in Golos. They weren't going to go Shlepsich there to Israel. And it just didn't have the same time, the same geschmack. So the old people with all the old Zichroinus of Bayis Rishon, this is Nishkin Beis HaMikdash, Dose Lubavitch. Come on. But the young Chevra, they saw the Shechina, that's it, they danced. They danced with what they had. There were a lot of changes in Bayis Sheni. And these are the changes that we are going to be focusing on in these coming Shiurim of this week. And we're going to talk about the changes and the lessons and the Irois and the Rebbe Shita on different things. We're going to talk about the first Shiur, about a certain change of the name of an office that was primarily different in Bayis Sheni as opposed to most of Bayis Rishon. And that is that there is an office in the Beis HaMikdash, which the offices in the Beis HaMikdash have an interesting name. They are referred to as Lishkois, offices, the Lishka. So there was a room called the Lishkas HaEitz, the Lishka of wood. What was this room? This was the room of the private room of the Kohen Gadol. It was his room. Now it's interesting, I'm going to divert for a second, that we know that there is a halacha in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, where the Rambam paskins that you're not allowed to build wood in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ravid asked the question, what do you mean you're not allowed to build with wood? The whole Lishka Seitz, can anyone imagine why it was called the Lishka of wood? Anyone have any idea why it was called Lishka Seitz? Because there were wooden panels. So what does it mean that you're not allowed to build with wood if we have the Lishka Seitz? So really, the Yechreinim explain that the Rambam, if you're Medayik, the Rambam doesn't say you're not allowed to build with wood. You're not allowed to build with wood that's boilate, that actually appears. The wood was actually covered up in the Lishkas HaEitz. They built it with wood, and then they covered it up, which is a whole discussion itself. So what was the point of building it with wood if it's going to be covered up anyways? Hidden treasures of wood. What would be the reason to hide, to build wood and then hide the wood? But we'll put that on hold for now. And that was the name. It was the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, the office of the Kohen Gadol. However, there was a change to this office, primarily in Bayis Sheni. Not so much to the structure of the office, but to the name of the office. It got a new name. And the name was turned into Lishkas Palhedrin. Now, does anyone know what a Palhedrin is? Well, Palhedrin is pretty much officers which are changed every year. Almost like in America, you have these ambassadors which they go out and they're like officers representing the president every year or two. They change over. Because what happened was, unfortunately, we look at the position of the Kohen Gadol as a very holy, ruchniyazdik position, which it is. But in the time of Bayis Sheni, which the Eretz Yisrael was mainly ruled by outside countries, which Yidden were paying a tax, they were a vessel state for most of it. So one of the ways that you acquired the position of Kohen Gadol was you would pay money to the government that was in charge at the time, whether it's the Greeks, the Romans mainly, and the Greeks. And what happened? Every year they would appoint somebody to be the Kohen Gadol. You would pay the right money, and you got the position. The problem is that this position didn't come along with life insurance. As a matter of fact, it was pretty much a guaranteed death. Because one thing the Romans, the Greeks, they couldn't guarantee you is that you would walk out alive of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was part of the service of the Kohen Gadol. And here we are, these people would pay, they would get the honor, prestige of being the Kohen Gadol. It usually did not make it from year to year, because they obviously, most of them were not worthy, and they would walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would die every single year, to the point they had to put like chains around them to pull them out. It was almost guaranteed that they would not make it. And that's the story. That's how it got the name Palhedrin, because it was like a revolving door. Becomes the question, isn't it seemingly a negative connotation? Why would we call this room in the Beis HaMikdash Palhedrin? It brings out a sort of a negative thing. So there are 2 points. There is a famous sicha in the Kutei Sichas where the Rebbe addresses this whole Lishkas Ha'etz. And there are 2 points which we can take out. The first thing is we look at it as the negative that people died every year. But look at the positive. Look at the fact that people wanted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They knew that they would not make it because the guy before them died and the guy before them died. But even these people, they wanted just the experience of being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It shows a certain neshama of a yid. Knowing with all the risks involved, they want to be a chelik of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It all depends how you view things. They say a story, a very scary story about a shliach that met a yid. And he met a yid, and the yid asked him to put on tefillin. He said, "I will never put on tefillin." And he said, "Why not?" He says, "I was in the concentration camp. And there was one yid there that had tefillin. And instead of allowing people to put on tefillin, he would make them pay him with a little bit of food that they had. And they said, if somebody can use out the mitzvah of tefillin to take away the last crumbs from people, I don't want to put on tefillin." So the shliach turned to him and said, "You have it all wrong. Look at the people which were ready to give away their last crumbs for the mitzvah of tefillin. You have to change your perspective." But then there's another very important point. And this has nothing to do with the Rishoyim, because L'chayda were bringing out that the room has association with Rishoyim. But really, there's a deeper point. Even the tzaddikim that lived, the whole point of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is that you were a different person, you were a changed person. Whether or not you physically changed, you were a changed person. Al derech there is a Rashi that tells us that the begodim that the Kohen Gadol uses for Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to, they throw it, they put it away, Sheamus, whatever, they burn it, bury it, but they're not allowed to use it again. Seemingly, if the guy stayed around to next year and his size is the same, why waste money? Why waste money and make a whole new wardrobe of clothing if they could use the same one as last year? You know, that most people use the same kittel as the year before. Why can't the Kohen Gadol? And the answer is because he's not, we want to bring out the point that it's not the same person. Someone that experiences the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's a changed person. It's like a new person. So Palhedrin doesn't just mean a negative thing that the guy died every year. It means that it's a new person every year. And that's the Maila Shebezed, that anyone that enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim has to walk out as a totally new person.